Okay, today is Dr. Gimel. We're a little behind. We're Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're by the two dots of Rav Zeira B'Shei Rav Sherman Lakish. It's about 12 lines from the bottom, around. Anyway, Rav Zeira B'Shei Rav Sherman Lakish. Time of Rav Yehoshua, the reason of Rav Yehoshua, who said yesterday that if someone is makdish, stam his stuff, right? The males are brought as olas, and the females have to be sold, and the money is used to buy olas. Dabr el bnei Yisrael, time to Rishu. Dabr el bnei el Aaron, the el banav, the el kol bnei Yisrael. Amar talim, ish ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yakav l'shem ola. Hakol karv ola ola. Everything gets brought for an ola. And the pasuk continues, l'rtzonchem tamim zachar. If it's males, so menayin afilu nekevos. How do you know even females? Tamid lomer babakar l'rabot says nekevos that comes to include females. Now, you can't bring a female ola, so therefore you have to sell it. Rabbi Yitzchak Bey, Rabbi Yitzchak Bey who? Rabbi Yitzchak Bey, Rabbi Lazar, Shal, Ksiv Zachar, Ba'at Amarta, Babakal, Rabbi says on a kevos. Right, it says Zachar. Then it says Bako, which you say includes in the kevos. Dekavasei, so similarly, Ksiv Tamim, it says Tamim, Ba'at Amarta, Babakal, Rabbi's Balim Woman. So what, let's say that Bakar includes Bali woman, my B'nei Hon. How come you include women, and you not women, female animals, and you don't include Bali woman? Why not? My B'nei Hon. So Rav Amar, shift the dichtga B'nei Hon. I'm not sure what those words mean in English. What do those words mean in English?
The shed stick.
The shed stick is the difference. In other words, the difference is, the whole thing is the difference. What do you mean? A mum, an animal with a mum, can't be a carbon, but a female animal could. Therefore, if you donate a female animal, we'll sell it and use the money for a carbon. But if you donate an animal with a mum, what's the hafamina that animal should be brought as a carbon? What's the hafamina?
Well, why don't you say, why don't you say if you're an animal, why is the kedushi machal on the animal? It can't be brought for that purpose.
But since there are ways it can be brought, for example, a bird. So we said yesterday that gives a female animal enough kedusha, not that you can bring it, but that you can be over on tamura. That's what we said yesterday. You're right. You can't bring it, but since it has a shemet of kedusha, how does it have a shemet? Doesn't even have a shemet. Right. They have the same category of female animals applies by birds. It's enough to make it tamura. It's not. I'm not saying it's not far fetched, but that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Elazar Omer Yimachru. Rabbi Elazar held that other things that are donated, like oil, birds, they're sold. Right? They're sold for whatever. The guy needs a bird, so I'll sell him the bird, and then the money is used for Berek Abayis. Olas. Omar is for olas. So we have Vov B'Shem Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Taima De Rabbi Eliezer. What's his reason? Same pasuk. Dabar La'avon V'Elbanav Asher Grivel Hashem La'ola. Hakal Karv Ola. Everybody agrees to that one. Everything's brought as an Ola. L'Tzonchem Tamim Zachar Yachal Afilu Ofos. Even birds. Tamad La'avon B'Bakar Vlob Ofos. No, not birds. So birds have to be sold. Rabbi Yirmiya Rabbon Barchia Haviyasman V'Amrin Taman. They were sitting there and they said this over. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of Rav Shimon. What's the reason of Rav Shimon from yesterday that if you makdish in a keva for a carbon pesach, not for a carbon pesach, if you makdish in a keva or an ola, which can't be a keva, and then you do tumur on it, it works. So we said yesterday because the keva is by birds. Shekei the keva sheba of ksheira lavo aleha, right? Oh, I'm sorry, lava ola. Because an akeva bird can be an ola. Such a thing as an akeva bird for an ola. With that, by a bird. Okay. V'ka amar hachein? What does that mean? V'ka amar hachein? Now, obviously, I think this question means if you sell a bird, you should say the same thing. Right? That what? If birds can be brought, they should have kedushas aguf, and they should be usher to sell. So how could you sell a bird? You can't sell an animal. How could you sell a bird? That's basically his question. And the answer is, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Kamai say, Kod, Amar Shmuel Bar Zeira, B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, Kol She'en Yachal L'Karev, anything that can't be brought, Lo He, V'Lo Dameha, Lo Kodcha El Kedushas Damen, El Kedush Damen. V'At Amarta Yo'os, and you say, yeah, it's true, L'Hakrivo, to bring it, Einat Yachal, Yachal, D'Ksim Babaka V'Lo Ba'ofos. In other words, a bird is not in the same category as an animal, and therefore a bird could be sold. Lifdoso einat yachol. By the way, you can't redeem a bird. She'ein la'ov pidyon. There's no such thing as a redemption by a bird. There's no such thing. Lufum kein, therefore, tzarach meimar, lo kacha, ela kedushas damim. It only has kedushas damim. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ivo bar Nagri, Amar, kumu Rabbi Ila, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, taima dehein. The reason for this, the reason for what? The reason that Rabbi Shimon said yesterday, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, said yesterday that there's no tumura on any of these female animals, an asham, a pesach, or a, what was the third one? A tamid, carbon tamid, an ola, which all have to be male. If you makdish a female for them, you cannot make tumura. Why? Because the animal has no kedusha at all. The Tanya, v'im kol behema tameya, Ashalo yakrivu mimenu korban l'Hashem. Ma tamud lama tameya? Why did the pasuk say tameya? Ela afilu tameya ba'osu Hashem. Even if it's tamei, in ba'osu Hashem, meaning what? Meaning you gave it the wrong designation. You know, what does that mean? For example, you said a female animal should be a Pesach. You said a female animal should be a Pesach. What do you see from here? Tameya doesn't mean tummy. Tameya means the wrong designation. So if I take a female animal and I make it into a Pesach, that's what the Pasuk said. That's worthless. Pasuk said it's worthless. The Pasuk said. Therefore, you can't make a tumura because it's worthless. If I'm makdish this tissue box to be a Pesach, I can't make tumura on it. You're just a crazy person. Same thing over here. Okay? Again, the Pasuk said, Veskal behema tameya ashalo yakriv mimena carbon lashem, right? What tameya? A tame animal? What you do? You makdish a rhinoceros? That doesn't mean that. An animal that's tame doesn't mean that. What it means is an animal that could be kosher in some places, not here. It's nothing. So Gemara says that can't be right, because it says v'kasha b'da d'chsev v'hemid v'herich. But it says you take this animal and you evaluate how much it's worth. That means you're going to redeem it. If it's totally wrong, what are you redeeming? What are you doing? How much is it worth? I have to redeem it to pay money. What are you doing? It's nothing. Obviously, that can't be right.
The animal has intrinsic value, but it's not.
What?
It doesn't have value when it comes to the carbon, but it has intrinsic value as an animal.
No, so it has kedushas haguf. If it has kedushas haguf, then you can make tumura.
No, I'm saying it doesn't even have, you're right, it doesn't have kedushas haguf, it just has intrinsic value in terms of.
No, so the pasuk says, v'hamid, v'herich. You stand it up and you evaluate it. You only do that by kedushas haguf. We're gonna have this again in a minute. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Elazar lo amar kein. He didn't say that vart. Elav im kol behema tameya asher la'akriv mimenu karban l'Hashem. What does that mean? Kol she'ena royally karev lo kan v'lo b'makam acher ena osa tamura. You can't make tamura if it can never be brought. Why? It's not a carbon. Like a tissue box. Yotz in the keva. So excluded is in a keva la'ola. Afal pi she'ena royally karev kan. Royally karev makam acher. A female animal could be a shlamim. Just it can't be an ola. So therefore what? It's in the parsha of having kedushas haguf. It's in the parsha. Not on this animal, but in general. It's in the parsha. Rabbi Avov, Rabbon Kameh, Rab Zera. So one second. If that's true, then what about the following? Hare Roveya Vinirva. If someone donates an animal that was the victim or the active person in a sodomy, right? Active animal. So that animal can't be a carbon. Not for anything. You can't bring that to any carbon. No carbon can you bring that. However, she'ain and royally carved lo kan v'lo b'makam acher. It can never be brought. Barei hein osin tamura. You can do a tamura on that. I mean, if you donate a nirva, and then you say, "Ooh, I shouldn't have done that. I'm going to make it tomorrow now." So you did two averes. Number one, you donated a nirva, and number two, you made tomorrow. What do you see? Tomorrow's chal, even though the animal is not eligible to be a carbon. So the Gemara answers, "Amar lon, af ani lo amarti elo tame mamish." I was talking about tame mamish. What does tame mamish mean? Says the carbon of Eda. Tamei mamish, on the left side there, it says Ella, dumya de tamei mamish, she'ein bimina carbon, lafuki olos mekeva she'yesh bimina carbon.
Again,
not sure what that means.
It's the same theme again. That you can use an akeva for certain carbonates.
So therefore, it's worse.
No.
So a nirva, which you cannot use to anything,
right,
that you can make tura, but a female, which you can only use for some carbonos.
Yeah.
You can't make Torah?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Something else.
Okay.
You can never use the nirva, you can't use it for anything.
Right. So the nirva you can't use for anything. So also it's an outside problem, the nirva. It's not inherent in the animal. Mm-hmm. It's an outside problem. It's like an animal that was worshipped. Nothing wrong with this animal. Somebody worships it. What do you call it? Somebody did a terrible thing to it. The animal's a victim, Nebuch, right? It's an outside problem. Inherently, there's nothing wrong with the animal. As opposed to a female, inherently, there's nothing wrong with it. What is it? It's a female. A female can't be a Pesach. It just can't. Right? So it's a little bit of a difference.
Don't cut it. Don't.
Anyway, Vakasha, that's rejected also. Why is it rejected? For the same reason we said before. Vakasha, B'dakshir v'hem v'herich. It says that it stands up and it's evaluated. Obviously, it does have Kedushas Adamim. Okay? Okay. Next. Echad Lulamed Yom, once every 30 days, Mishar and Atalishka, they would go take stock of the Lishka, and they would decide if they have to, what needs to be replenished. Call him a kabbal alav lisapek siltos ba'ar me'arba. If somebody agrees to donate solas worth 4, amdu mishalosh, and now it's worth 3, yaspek midalad. He still has to give 4. In other words, he says he's going to give 4 for $1. Oh, I'll donate that 4 for $1. Then it turns out now it's 3 for $1. He still has to give 4, even though it's going to cost more than $1. Bezin always wins. What about the other way around? Mishalosh, I'll give 3. V'amdu midalad. And now it went down to 4, right? So, instead of paying a dollar, I can pay it on 80 cents. Because
right.
It went 75 cents, because it went down. No, you have to give me a dollar, you have to give 4. Why? Shadaka Ekdash Al Yona, because Ekdash always wins. Im Hislia Solas, if the Solas got wormy, Hislia Lo. It gets wormy to the guy who donated it, meaning he's got to give it again. Im Hichmet Yayin, Hichmet Lo. If the wine turns sour, it's the donator's problem. We don't collect money until the Mizbeach needs it. What does that mean?
I don't know.
The Mizbeach needs it?
What you're saying is that you can't make an adult to the Beit Hamikdash unless it needs it at that particular time.
What? What does that mean?
It means that if he gave it in on Tuesday and he'll use it for a month later, he's still on the hook for it.
For the whole month?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, good.
I don't know how they figure that out, though.
Yeah.
How's that?
I don't understand what you just said.
Let's say a guy donates something now, but the Beit HaMikdash has enough of it for 6 months.
So he tells him to hang on to it?
No, we'll hold on to it. And in 5 months,
it
gets stolen. Or in 5 months, it spoils.
Exactly.
So it's the guy's problem.
That's right. That's what we're saying all along.
You had to figure that out. That's a good question. I don't know. Okay, Tani, B'Shem, Reb Shimon, Miyad Hayim, Mekablon, Esma'otzav. They would take money, they would accept right away. V'Kahanim's the reason, Haim. The Kahanim are lazy. What? Kahanim's the reason. I'm sorry, they're not lazy. They're the opposite of lazy. They're very alert. Therefore what? They're not worried that it's going to get spoiled and rotten. Don't worry about it. They're going to use it. It'll be fine. Everything will all be good. Hajjanalach perach hatruma, hajjanalach perach hatruma, hajjanalach perach hatumuna. Hatruma. Okay, now we're going to learn 15 people, 15 jobs that were in the Beis HaMikdash. We're getting off the topic. It's not about Shkolim anymore. 15 jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? The Elu Hain HaMemunim Shehoi HaMikdash. These are the 15 names, 15 jobs, 15 people that had jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara is going to have a machlokes. Are these at whenever the Mishnayos were written, or whenever these people worked, or are they the best guys that ever had this job? What's the difference? The difference is whether, huh?
Is it going to go by name?
So yeah, Yochanan ben Pinchas, Yochanan ben Pinchas, ala chosamos. He was in charge of the receipts. Now, who's Yochanan ben Pinchas? Either he was the best guy that ever had the job, or he was the first guy, or whenever this was recorded, he was the guy that, at that time. Right? What's an afkamina? The afkamina is, are they tzaddikim or not? If they're the best guys that ever had the job, then they're tzaddikim. And if not, it's just potluck. The Gemara is going to say that, not me.
This should be, a Kohen Gadol should be in here someplace also. Because
usually not, because they didn't deal with this low level jobs.
No.
The Kohen Gadol is walking around giving receipts to people when they bar kavanos. Not doing that.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the Kohen Gadol also became corrupted later on.
So. Right, but he didn't have a job that's in this list. So it's not mentioned. Achia al Hanesachim. Achia was in charge of the Nesachim. Masiya ben Shmuel al Paisos. He was in charge of the lottery that took place. Number four, Pesachya al Hakinim. He was in charge of the bird karbanos. Pesachya zeh Mordechai. That's the same person, Mordechai. V'lama nikra shmo Pesachya. Sorry, it's called Pesachya. Shoy Pesach Devarim. He would open up his words for darshan, and he would darshan for a day of a shivim lashon. He knew 70 languages.
Well, clearly, this is something needed for.
Clearly, this is if it's Mordechai who they're talking about.
Right, he's the best one.
Yeah, because he lived 400 years before 500 years before Mishnah was written.
Right. Correct. Right, that's a good point. Number five, Ben, is it the same Mordechai? Everyone says yes.
It's got to be 70 languages. It's kind of, yeah.
Right, okay, next. Ben Achia, Al Chole Ben Ayim, he was in charge he was a doctor over there, he was in charge of the Kahan that got sick. Number six, Nechunya Chofer Shichin, he dug tunnels. Number seven, Gvini Kruz, Gvini would announce. We'll see what he would announce. The Gemara is going to go through each one of these. Ben Geber al Ne'ilas Hasharim, he was in charge of closing the gates. Ben Babi Mimuna al Apakia, he was in charge of the menorah. Number 10. Is that what I mean? That means menorah, right? It's the wicks. The wicks. Ben Arza al Atziltzel, he was in charge of the cymbals. Hagore Hugras ben Levi al Ashir, on the singing. Ben Beis Garmu al Maisa Lechem upon him. And Beis Avtinas al Maisa Ketores. That's number 13. Number 14, the laws are al paroches, on the paroches. And number 15, Pinchas Hamalbish. He was in charge of the clothing of the Kohanim. Yeah. Rav Chizkiya Amar of Simon v'Rabbanan. Chan Amar once said, Kishiri dor v'dor ba lamanos alehen. We're coming here to name you the best ones, the Kshayim, the best ones from each generation. V'charana Amar, and the other man, the Amar, says, no, Misha hayu ba'osu ador. Mono Masha Bedoro. In that generation, we mentioned whoever's in that generation. Now we read the parentheses. Mandar Makshiri called Dor Vador, Balamanos Akulan Omer, Dechetar of Lavracha. If it's the Pshad is that we're saying the best ones, we're mentioning them for good. Dechetar of Lavracha. Mandar Misha Yibosador, Mono Masha Bedoro, Akulan Omer, Beshemish Rabbi Yerkov. And if not, then we mention them for bad, that the name of the bad person should rot away. Right? Then Valmi Nemar Zeche Tzadik Levracha. Then about who do we say Zeche Tzadik Levracha? Al Ben Katan V'Chaverov. Ben Katan was a guy who figured out a way to make some pulley for the kiar so that the water never had to stay overnight. There was a halacha that water, if the water in the kiar stays overnight, it becomes puzzle.
Right.
So he had some kind of pulley where it would go down into a well. We're going to get to a Numa. This whole thing is a Numa. And then the water was always touching the earth.
It was
the kiyar was in the earth. It's earth.
It was always touching the water.
And where's that water?
In the ground.
So that water is on Lino, it's in the ground. So that's why he made a pull. He's a good guy. So if you look at the carbon Ada, it's the last big one where it says Al Kul Hu Omer. A hundred times the Paragimel de Yuma. We say in Paragimel of Yuma, base Garmu, Lord Rod to the Lamed Al Maisa Lechem upon him. They didn't want to teach anybody to lechem upon him. Beis Avtinas, lo rotzu lilmod. They didn't want to teach anybody how to make the ketores. Hugris ben Levi, hoyodea perek bashir, for lo rotzu lilamid. He didn't want to teach anybody. Ben Kamtar, lo rotzu lilamid amasa ksav. He didn't want to teach anybody how to write Hashem's name in one shot, so you don't have to worry about a problem with Hashem's name. We'll get to that in Yuma. Anyway, al rishonim omer zechazat levracha, v'alachronim omer shem rishonim yirkav. The Gemara is going to say in a few days, I think, Shabbos, what So how do you say Beis Garmu and Beis Aftinas were doing something L'Shem Shemayim if they didn't want to share? The answer is they didn't want it to fall into Avodah Zarah's hands. It would have been a terrible thing if in every church in the world they're making Lechem Aponim and Ketores. So he said, you know, we're not telling anybody.
He also doesn't tell you the flip side to it, that they never had fresh bread in their house.
Right.
The ones who made the Ketores never had...
never had money.
No perfume.
Never had perfume. Right. So, right, Monty's right. There's a flip side. You think, oh, they're so bad, they didn't want to share it. They had reasons. They were good reasons. Such good reasons that they called the Chazal of Bracha. So he says, the command, the Karl Vadavar Ksherim Mono Hatana, if you say they're good, Imkain Al Kachlomar, the Afbeit Garm Beit Aftinus, Hoy Ksherim. They were also good. Sherim Mono Hatana Osam Khan. Because the Tana says that, mentioned it. Then if that's the case, for Shem Sharm Yerkav, who does that go on? As Aben Kamsar Luchu Dekoy. It only goes on this guy, Ben Kamsar, who had to figure out a way how to write Hashem's name without running into hafzik problems. Because when you write a yud, and then you have to write a hey, so it takes time to write the yud and then to write the hey. So who knows what could happen? So he would figure out a way to write them all at the same time. There was never a problem of writing. We'll get to that in Yuma. And so he's a bit, he didn't want to teach anybody that.
So who's the author? So they said that this time. Who's the author of the Mishnah?
Yeah, I don't know.
Some Mishnahs are made.
Correct. So there are Mishnahs out there that are older than the Rameir.
Many.
And there are, especially Kachem ones. Right. So, I don't know. It makes much more sense if you say this is the best one of each generation. Right. To pick the best guys, right?
Some Mishnahs are made, but in the Rishonim also.
It's the same Mishnahs.
Mishnahs
is the same. Right. Okay. Amr of Yonah. This whole daf is a garata. Amr of Yonah. See if it says, Lochei, therefore, achalik lo birabim, ve'ez atzumim yichalik shalom. Right? Zeh Rabbi Akiva. That's talking about Rabbi Akiva. Shehiskin medrash halachas v'agadot. He established medrash, halacha, and agarata. Yesh omrim. Others say the elu anshei kneses hagadola tiknu. The anshei kneses hagadola did that. Ela matik and ze. What did Rabbi Akiva mesakin? Klalo to protos. I'm not sure why. I didn't have a chance to look up like why the bedafka klal and prot. If you think on some level klal and prot is one of the hardest midos because. Gzeira Shava, you need a Rebbe. Just because it says a word over here and it says a word over there, why should halacha be? It just is. It just is. If you buy into this, so you buy into that too. Right? Kal v'chomer is logic. Klal prat klal. Anything could be. Every time we have these klal prat klal, there's no klal, there's no prat. Like, what's up with that? Right? So we don't know. So it's a very difficult thing. I don't know. Yeah, you need a Rebbe for that because, it says Vayomer is a klal and El is a prat. What kind of thing is that? So we don't understand it really. We don't understand it. So I guess Rabbi Akiva sat down and went through all of it.
That's Rabbi Shmuel.
What?
This fire says that when the Rishmol was.
I know Rabbi Shmuel recorded it.
He recorded it.
He's the author of that brisa.
Because he was arguing with Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Rabbi Avo. So we Rabbi Akiva, right? He was the father of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what it says in the back. That all these Kabbalistic ideas. There'd be Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu was the father of Torah Shabbat, and Rabbi Akiva is the father of Torah Shabbat Peh. The funny thing is, like, if Rabbi Akiva would have gone to a school today, a little kid, they wouldn't let him in. With parents like that, Gerim, right? They wouldn't let him in. And he's the father of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's why the...
There's a reason for that, though.
Yeah?
Because he has five major students.
Correct.
Each one took a different
right.
Approach and methodology to Torah Shabbat.
Right. One was in charge of Sifra,
Sifri,
all these. Right.
Krishna,
right.
One's,
right. So you know the famous Gemara. Everyone knows this Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu came to sit around Rabbi Akiva Shir, right? And you know what was flying? And he heard Rabbi Akiva mention something Halacha Moshe Mizinai. So he felt all better. And Moshe said to Hashem, "What's going on with this? What's going on over here?" He said, you know, this person, Rabbi Akiva, he's going to make tile halachas on Tagin. On Tagin, there's going to be halachas. Mountains. So what happened to all those halachas? Where are those halachas?
Well,
So I heard once that those halachas died with the 24,000 talmidim. That's what I heard once. It's pretty sad, Bart. Right? So they all died. All the halachas died. He started over with five. Right? He started over with five. And that's what we have today. Right? It all comes from him. Okay? It says, Mishpacha Sofrim Yoshva Yavit. Matam Alam Sofrim. Why are the Chacham called Sofrim? Elosh Asur HaTorah Sefuros Sefuros. They make the Torah into numbers. If you can make it into numbers, it's easy. The Rambam did it all the time. The Gemara does it. The Mishnah does it. Chamisha lo yitru truma. Five people can't give truma. I can count. No, but it says five. Because when you say five, it gives it a definition. Hey, dvarim chayev mechal. Five things are chayev mechal. Chamesh yasri lashem paturos mitzara seyem. 15 women, pater the tzara, the co-wife from Yibam. Shloshim v'shesh kruzim paturos. 36 krisos. Shlosh esrei dvarim nemru nevelos oftar. 13 things were said about the nevelos oftar. Dalad avos nezikim. There are four avos. Avos on nezikim. Avos malachas abayim chazrachas. There are 39 malachas on Shabbos. Amar Rebbe Elazar. Ksavla Ezra.
A lot of these numbers, when we learn, it's Guzma.
None of these are Guzma. There are 39 malachas.
But he's saying that if you give a number to it, it gives it something.
No, there's no Guzma. Only Guzmas are in a Gadata. Yeah. The only Guzmas are in a Gadata. I saw the bolt was 300,000 amas long. That's a Guzma. Right?
300,
400. Right, those are exaggerations. Here, there are four Alas Nazikim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ksiv Ezra HaKohen HaSofer. Matam Olam HaSofer. Why is Ezra called a Sofer? Because Ela Kishem Shahaya Sofer with Divrei Torah, just like he counted all the letters of the Torah to make sure there's a Masorah, Kachay Sofer Divrei Chachamim. So too, he used to do the same thing. He would count members of Chachamim to make it easier to remember. Rabchagi B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman HaRishonim Charshu V'Darshu. Listen to this line. The Rishonim, Charshu, they plowed, Vizaru, they planted, Nichashu, they uprooted the weeds, Kisachu, they cut the wheat, Edro, they worked it, Katsru, the Ksira again, Amru, they gathered, Dashu, they thrashed, Zaru, they winnowed, Biru, they did borer, Tichinu, they ground it up, Hirkandu, they sifted it, Lashu, they kneaded it, Kitfu, they got it wet, Afu, they baked it, and they presented it to us. We have nothing to eat. In other words, we're so low that we can't even draw from this Torah, right? It's a great mussel. Rabbi Abba Bar Yona Zemina B'Shem Rizira in hon kadmoya malachim. If the previous generations were like malachim, anan b'nei anash, then we are like regular people. Im havon b'nei anash, if they were people, then anan k'chamarin, we're like a donkey, right? Amar of Mana by Hishaita. So Mana piped up right at that time. Amrin, I feel like a chamarse to a pirchas binyar. Lo ad minon chamarse. We're not even like the donkey of pirchas binyar, who, as we're going to see in a minute, was matched on kashrus. We're not even like that donkey. We're like stama donkey, right? Just a donkey, right? What's the message of this vart? The message is, I mean, it's a very very stark mashal to say we're like donkeys. We're like a donkey? It's a little harsh. What? Right. The message is that we're so far away from them. That's the message. Don't even think for a moment. Well, you know, okay, well, you know, Rabbi Akiva Eger was, I also go to Daf Yomit. No, you're like a donkey. Right? You're not even in the same ballpark. If you were in the zoo, you'd be behind the bars and he's in front of the bars. Right? You're not even in the same league.
Why anybody getting so insulted?
It's true. Yeah. No, because people think it's natural. That's why. People think it's natural.
100 years, the Chavis Chaim was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
The difference between then and today.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
100 years.
You don't have to go that far back.
And that's not a Yerida?
There are people alive today that have seen the Chavis Chaim.
Yeah.
Right? There are people. There are certainly people that new people that saw him. That's for sure. Right? But there are people still alive, old people, that saw him. Right? And look at the world. Yeah, between him and them and now.
I knew somebody who saw him. And
yeah?
You knew that he saw him.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
exactly.
Saw by his meaning.
Exactly. Exactly. So Rpichas Ben Yair, Rpichas Ben once, Ganavta Listoi Belaila. They stole the donkey at night. They stole a donkey one night. Some thieves came. Of that Tamira Gavon plus a Yomen, they hid the donkey for 3 days. Below Tamakla wouldn't eat anything. Basar plus a Yomen, after 3 days of not eating, the donkey was starting to get weak. Amilchon mechazarta, they had a meeting. Amri Afkinun minhada minhaka delo tamas gavon. Let's bring the donkey back. Why should we have to deal with a dead donkey? It's not going to be working for us. It was a mistake. Let's bring it back. Afkune azla, dafkune, yeah. Azla sukamas le altare demara. They dropped it off by the gate by Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's house. Shrias mahanekas, and the donkey started to cry. So I'm alone. Pitzkon lahada ulufsa. Go feed it. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair said. To isle plas yom and volotam klum. For 3 days, hasn't eaten in 3 days. Pitzkon le, they opened up. Va'alas le, they started to get ready. I'm alone. Yavale klum techel. You have what to give it? Yavin kabeis orin. They gave barley. V'lo boys lebechel. The donkey wouldn't eat. Amrin le. So he said, Rebbe, lo boys lebechel. The donkey's not eating. I'm alone. Maskinan inun. Did you prepare the food properly? I'm alone. In yeah. I'm alone. I'm a rimson demayin. Did you take off mice around demayin? So I'm alone. No, we didn't do that. Kain alfin Rebbe, you taught us. Halokeach zera lebehema. Kemach laoros. Shemen laor. Meaning, the food is being used not for its primary purpose, right? Or it's not being used for eating. Potter from the demai. It's potter from demai. Why are we giving demai animal food? I don't think it's demai animal food. What's demai? It's a suffix. If the amaretz gave off, probably did. But so if it's animal food, we'll make it. We're not eating it anyway. I'm alone, sir. My name is Lahada Alufsa. What can I say about this donkey? Dahi Mechamra al Garmasagin. He's so machmir. What can I tell you? He's machmir. The Armin Demayin Valchalta, so they took off mice and he ate it. Right? We're not even like that donkey. We're not like such a donkey. Right? Next, Pesachya Alakinin. Pesachya was in charge of the birds. Boru Magadol Hukacha Shalotso Ish, Pesach Devarim Vidarshan. Right? How great he was. Yodea Ba'ayin Lashin. He knew 70 languages. Tara said we learned. Now, I didn't know this. I mean, I guess I knew it somewhere in the back of my head. Sanhedrin didn't have, not every member of Sanhedrin had to know 70 languages. You don't need all 70 to know every language. So Sanhedrin sheish b'shnayim sheichol l'dabo kulon roi l'shmoa harezer roi l'Sanhedrin. If you have 2 out of the 70 that know every language, that could be a Sanhedrin. That could be good. Like it's a b'di'evet. Gimel, you have 3 people harezer b'nis. That's average. 3 out of 70, that's average. Dalid harezer chachmo ubina hayuba. Dalid harezer chachmo ubina. Once there were 4, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Ben Chachinai, and Rabbelazar Ben Masya. Some say some other names. Anyway, Amr of Chista, Pamachas, one time, Yavsha Eretz Yisrael, it was a drought. V'lo Yadu Mehechel Lahavi Omer. We didn't know where to bring the Omer. There's nothing growing, no Omer. V'avi Taman Chad Elin, there was one Elaim. He couldn't speak. V'avi Yav Chad Yadei Al Gagos, V'chad Yadei Al Tzarifim. He put one hand on the roof and one hand on the Tzrif. What's a Tzrif? A hut. So, Usaini came to Pesachya. They came to Pesachya. Amalahu. And he said, we don't know what this guy means. He can't talk. So, I don't know what he's talking about. What does he mean by this? What kind of. Amalai. So, is Asar de Mesakura Gnan Srifan or Srifan Gagos? Is there a town that's called Gagan Srifan or Srifan Gagos? Yeah. Azal Taman Vashnon. They went to that town, and sure enough, there was stuff growing. They were able to make an Omer. Amr Biosa Bey Ravibon. Pamachas, one time, Nishtaf Kola Olam Kulo, the whole world, there was a blight. We don't know where we're going to bring the Omer from. There was Elaine. He put one hand on his eyes, Vyade al Sukhra, and one hand on the doorpost, like by the mezuzah. Aisune Legabi Pitsachya, they came to Pitsachya, like, what does this guy mean? I'm alone, is Atar de Mesakra in Soker, O Soker Ayin? Is there a place called Ain Soker or Soker Ayin? Azal Taman, Ashkon. They went there and they found the Omer. Gimel Nashim Heviyu Kinehem. 3 women show up and they bring birds for Kabana. Now, there's 2 reasons why a woman is there. Either because she has to be there, because she had a baby or she's a Zava. If that's the case, the 2 birds, one's a Chatas, one's an Ola. Or she's bringing a donation. And she's not a wealthy lady. So she has these birds. She's bringing a donation of birds. What's the difference? If it's a nedava, then they're both olas. So you have to know which one's which. So achas omeres, one woman said, le'enasi, I'm bringing this for my enasi. V'achas omeres limasi. V'achas omeres lezivasi. So zush omeres le'enasi, the one who said it's for enasi, sovereign moimer, they thought, the kahanim thought, sheshafaz k'ma'ayin. She was flowing like a ma'ayin, a zava, and now it stopped. I'm alone. No. Be'ena sakanta. No, she had an eye infection. She got healed. So she's bringing it now as a thank you. As a thank you, as an adava. Zusha marries Liam Mossi. The one who said it's Liam Mossi. Savur Meimar Shofaz Kiam. They thought she meant to say she was flowing like the river, like the ocean, I'm alone, no, Biyama Sakanta. No, she was saved from an accident, from a boat. Something happened there. Zusha marries Zevasi. The one who said that she's a adava, that she's a Zevasi. Savur Meimar Zava Mamish. They thought to say Mamish Azava. I'm alone. No, the Ev Ba Lital Esbina. No, she was a wolf came to attack the kids, and she got rid of it, and she's bringing that as a thank you. Now, why? What does Gemara mean? I don't know. What does Gemara mean? I just don't know.
Wolf.
Well, yeah, I know, but like I thought the pshat is that they would never be so open about why they're there. It must be another reason. Here I am for my dava. So what's wrong with saying that? I mean, it's part of life. It's not a sana vera. For a man, maybe it is. Not for a woman. Right? So what, nothing to be embarrassed about. I understand women are embarrassed about it. I understand that, but...
They still wear white garments.
Yeah, as Rav Moshe has a tshuva like that. I know they're embarrassed today, but it wasn't like that. Everybody, it's not... No woman can escape it. It's not like... So I'm not sure. Anyway, next, just we'll do two more laws into the bottom line. Ben Achia, he was in charge of the kahanim that got sick. Why did kahanim get sick? Listen to this Gemara. Al yedei shoy kahanim mahalchin yichefim al ritzpa. They used to walk barefoot on the ground. For your Oakland basar, they would eat a lot of meat. For shosin mayim, they could only drink water. Why? They're not allowed to drink wine. They're not allowed to drink wine in the basement like this. So they have to drink water. That's not a good combo. How you boil? They call it mayan. They got stomach aches. Barefoot and wine and water and meat and no water and no wine, only water made them sick. For Yodea, high man the yain chamar tov lemaya, the high man the chamar sam lemaya, and he knew exactly the right wines, which they wouldn't drink at the base of Mikdash, of course, or they couldn't serve anyway. He knew exactly how to heal them. That was his job. All right. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.